Hello and welcome back to Generation Zedia, a podcast for all things media and pop culture for our generation. Today, I'm joined by Robin Karashik, a graduate journalism student here at Quinnipiac. Robin, I'm so glad to have you on.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing? I'm so happy to be here.
And today we're talking about Supernatural, the CW show that ran for 15 years.
We sure are.
So, Robin, tell me a little bit about your experience with Supernatural.
Okay, so I first started watching Supernatural in like 7th grade, so I was like 11 or 12, and right away I started on maybe season 3, so I didn't start from the beginning when I first found it. I just found it on like the CW, but eventually I got really into it, and then it was on Netflix, so I started from the very beginning, worked my way all the way up, but I'm stuck on season 13, so I can't speak on the last two seasons, but I love that show.
Yeah, I was around the same age as you when I started watching Supernatural. I did start from the beginning. I started watching on Netflix, and it became this like obsession. Like, it was on Tumblr at the time, so I was a big Super Hoolock girly.
Oh, me
so
too.
So I also liked Doctor Who and Sherlock. But it was just like, I don't even know what attracted me to this show. Mm-hmm. Because like Supernatural is basically like a horror movie, but in a TV show format, especially in the earlier seasons.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. I don't watch horror movies on my own.
Like, oh, no, I don't either.
I hate horror movies.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie. But I don't like them. Like, I like other movies. And it was so interesting. And I watched it live for the last five seasons, from season 10 to... Actually, I think I might have also watched season 9 live. But the last 5 years of the show I watched live and, like, actively was, like,
yeah,
with everyone else, even though, like, most people started watching it in, like, 2005, like... When I was 4 years old.
Yeah, I was also 4 going on 5. Like, we shouldn't have been watching that anyways.
But now, like, looking back on it, I'm like, this had such a formative effect on my personality, yeah, which is kind of disturbing.
It's so dark, and there's so much violence and, like, just inappropriate things, I think, for, like, preteens. Maybe we should have waited till we were in high school, but I didn't really care. I just wanted to watch it anyways.
The thing is, like, when I talk to people about, like, how I like Supernatural, they're always like, oh, is it a good show? Not particularly.
Depends on who you're asking.
So I think the thing with Supernatural is the first few seasons are really good. Yeah. I'd say the first 5 seasons are peak television. If you watch anywhere after that,
yeah,
it is such a mess.
We start to lose the plot a little bit.
Well, the thing with Supernatural is it was only meant to run for 5 seasons. Like, Eric Kripke, the original showrunner and creator of Supernatural, designed it to be 5 seasons long. And you can tell, like, season 5 was clearly, like, a wrap-up season for them. Like, they weren't planning on extending it anymore. Yeah. It literally ends with...
That's one of my favorite episodes, season 5 finale.
Swan Song is one of the best episodes
I have that in my list because I cried watching that episode. It was just so... so much.
I rewatched it, like, a week or two ago. Not a week or two ago. It was, like, recently. Mm-hmm. And I cried watching it. And yeah, I've watched that episode, like, 10 times.
It's a tearjerker. It's a real tearjerker.
And... the episode literally ends with one of the brothers dying.
Yeah. And or so we thought.
Or so we thought. It's very clearly meant to be an end. And it came back.
Yeah.
And they didn't know how to handle that.
I didn't know how to handle that either. I mean, season 6 was definitely something else.
Season 6 and 7 are definitely rockier than the other seasons. And I think it's really interesting that the showrunner at the time, Sarah Gamble, hated Castiel, who is one of the most beloved characters in this show.
Leave Misha alone.
So she literally hated him. Like, the whole arc in season 7 where he becomes God and, like, everyone's supposed to hate him even though he's killing white supremacists and homophobes. Yeah. That was supposed to make us hate him so she could kill him off without any issue. But then the ratings dropped so low after that they had to bring him back.
She probably didn't expect people, like the fans, to really resonate with him.
The thing with Supernatural, the writers and the crew in the show fundamentally misunderstand their audience.
Yeah.
Like, the first few seasons, like, are fine. Like, that wasn't an issue then. But, like, as the show kept going and they had to start appeasing to the audience more to keep running, they'd lost it.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, I've never seen a show so antagonistic with its fans. And it's really interesting because, like, For example, season 10, episode, I think it's 5. It's called Fan Fiction. It's about the girl who writes a musical based on the book series in that universe that's about the Winchester brothers. And they, like, have Sam and Dean making fun of this teenage girl for how she perceives supernatural. And around that time, like, I was younger than the girl in the show is meant to be. But, like, I understood what that meant. And then that the show, like, didn't care about the teenage girl audience that primarily watched the show.
Yeah, the show wouldn't be what it was without teenage girls writing fanfics on Tumblr.
Don't even get me started on Supernatural's relationship to fanfiction.
I mean,
Supernatural is the reason that fanfiction is what it is. Mm-hmm. Quite frankly, I'm not going to get into it because this is a PG-13 rated podcast.
Yes, but for sure.
It is continually one of the most written about topics on Archive of Our Own.
Hey, been there, done that.
It was the Destiel ship in which people believe that Dean Winchester and Castiel should be in a queer relationship was the first ship to reach 100,000 fanfics on AO3.
Huge milestone, by the way, for Archive.
Literally insane. Speaking of Destiel, the way they handled season 15, and I know you haven't watched it, but I'm sure you've heard.
I've heard it all. I've seen the TikToks. I've seen the clips. There's a lot to talk about.
So the last few seasons of Supernatural, Castiel is rarely in it.
Yeah.
Like, he shows up every once in a while just to, like, keep his name at the beginning of the
episode. And even when he is there, what is he doing?
He's really, like, his main purpose in the later seasons is to be Jack's father figure.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole time, fans are theorizing, and they're like, oh, he's clearly queer, and he's in love with Dean, which I agree with. And he confesses his love for Dean, and it's very emotional. Like, I was a sophomore at the time, and I was sitting in my double with my roommate, and I have my headphones in, and there are tears streaming down my face. Like, I'm openly weeping.
Yeah.
Right? And immediately as he gets this confession out, which, by the way, Dean doesn't respond to.
No, he just makes, like, a face.
He just, like, makes a face and is like, don't do this.
Yeah.
And then he goes to what's the empty, which is, like, where angels go when they die. So he goes to gay hell. Basically, that's what happens. He comes out as gay
angel hell.
And then goes to hell immediately. And it's not acknowledged at all in the last two episodes of the show. Like, they don't acknowledge anything that happened to him in that episode. They just pretend it didn't happen.
Why did it even happen?
The issue with season 15 of Supernatural, which obviously, like, there are other issues with the story writing, is because COVID hit as it was in production.
Okay.
So the last, like, 4 or 5 episodes of the show were filmed during COVID. So what happened was a lot of the things that were meant to happen didn't end up happening. So, like, the very last episode of the show, obviously Dean dies, which we can discuss later because I have thoughts about it.
He dies for real.
He dies for real. At the end, he goes to heaven and he sees Bobby, who is, like, his father figure throughout the show. There were supposed to be tons of more people in that sequence of the show. Because the boys have lost so many people throughout 15 seasons, but they couldn't do that because of COVID. They couldn't bring all these people back that were meant to come back.
I mean, if they had to have a person, I'm glad it was Bobby, because he really
It will always be Bobby, because Bobby died halfway through the show.
I don't think Bobby still should have even died. That was so unnecessary, in my opinion.
Like, well, they kept having him show up anyway, so it didn't matter.
Ghost Bobby, Heaven Bobby.
But, COVID screwed a lot with what they were planning on doing. Which, regardless, killing Dean Winchester as the finale of the show really stood against everything that the show was meant to be.
Yeah.
So in the original ending in season 5, Dean is the one who survives and Sam is the one who dies, even though he technically doesn't die because the show keeps going, whatever.
Yeah.
Dean is meant to live a normal human life because he never had that, and that's all he wanted. And basically, he was meant to have this whole life that he could never have because John Winchester, their father, made him raise Sam, even though he was a 4-year-old boy.
Yeah.
And so he was meant to get that, but his whole life he grew up believing he would die hunting monsters. And to have him actually die hunting monsters, I mean, you're supposed to subvert.
Yeah.
Like, the whole point was that they were overcoming their fate by rewriting the script. Like, they literally kill God so that they can do what they want, and then he dies in the next episode.
Yeah, and, like, brings back Mary, what season 12 was that? Or whenever was, using God's sister. Like, if you can execute something like that, why are you killing Dean?
It doesn't make sense. And the big reason that I take issue with the ending was because Jensen Ackles didn't want it to end like that. And he was clear with the other people in the show that he was not comfortable with how they were ending his character. And basically, Jared Padalecki, who plays Sam, was moving on to a new CW show right after Supernatural ended. And so he was just trying to get it over and done with. He was like, yeah, I don't care. Because from the beginning, Eric Kripke made it so that Sam was the main character. But he wasn't. The fans turned Dean into the main character, and they didn't roll with that.
It wouldn't be what it was without Dean.
Yes. And so this ending obviously sucked, but Jensen Ackles literally created his own production company so that he could write another season of Supernatural about his parents, where he changes the ending.
And time travels quite a bit.
He time travels back into the 70s when his parents first meet. But we don't know this at the time. Are you okay with spoilers?
Like, of course I'm. I've had plenty of time to watch it. Like, I've already seen the clips on TikTok.
Okay.
Spoil away.
Basically, it's an alternate universe. And this is a universe where he decides that his family is not going to have to go through what his family in his universe went through. This is his ghost, by the way. He's dead at this point in time. He matchmakes with his parents. And, like, it's just unprecedented that an actor would hate the way his character ended so much that he launched a production company and wrote a whole season. He didn't write the season.
Slay.
He created a whole season of television to change the ending of his story.
And as he should, because I don't think anybody agreed with the way that show ended. So
the only people who agreed with the ending were the writers who wrote it and Jared.
Yeah. And I don't know really why Jared would agree with it, but
because Jared wasn't invited to do the Winchesters with Jensen.
Well, he's already got Walker going on.
Well, he had Walker going on, but it created a lot of beef in 2020 when the Winchesters was announced. Like, Jared was like, well, you could have, like, offered to have me on it. Like, this is publicly on Twitter.
Yeah.
And for the few conventions after that, because Supernatural is known for having a lot of conventions all over the country every year, they refused to do panels together for a while.
It's just because so of what sad happened. That it had to end that way. I mean, they used to be so close, too, at least from what
we could see. It looks like they've recovered a little bit because they've, like, there was a con just this past weekend and they were together. But it was, like, very tense for a while.
It should be tense because Jared, I don't know why he would go along with that.
The thing with Jared is he saw Sam as the main character, like everyone else
I know, but Sam was clearly never the main character. As much as Sam tried to be, it was always going to be Dean in the end. And Cass. I would even put Cass above Sam because Cass did a lot more, I don't know. I feel like he did
especially
more for the
show. Especially in the later seasons. Sam really took a wayside.
What does Sam have going for him? Sammy! Well, like, that's it.
So he had his relationship with Eileen, which I really like Eileen a lot because she's a deaf character and we don't really see a lot of deaf representation in media. But they killed her. And she was a ghost for a while and then she didn't show up again. And then in the finale, Sam, like, has this son named Dean and you don't even meet who he ended up marrying. She's just a blurry woman in the background.
Okay, I need to see that.
Like, in the fandom, she's collectively known as Blurry Wife.
And, like, I love making fun of them.
It's very awkward, the ending. Like, and of course, we don't know what could have been.
It makes me not even want to watch it. I know I'm going to eventually. I'll get to it. But it just sucks the way that it had to go out.
I genuinely couldn't tell you what happened in seasons 12 to 15 of Supernatural. And I watched it, like, live. Like,
right
I watched
now,
it as it was happening.
I have no idea. Like, Lucifer, he's back again. He was in the cage. Now he's not in the cage. Crowley, I don't know what's going on.
Like I said, like, I don't remember what happens in those seasons because they have no impact on me.
It just seems like filler. It doesn't seem like any of it matters.
It just seemed like they kept going for the sake of keeping going.
Yeah.
Like, I'd say seasons 1 through 10. Well, obviously, I think it should have ended at season 5. Because that's when it was meant to end.
Yeah.
But if you were going to keep going, at least stop it at season 10. Because I feel like around season 10 was like when it kind of overstayed its welcome.
Yeah, 15 seasons. And it's obviously hard to pull that off.
There are other shows that are more criminal when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Such as Grey's Anatomy and NCIS, which are on like their seasons 20 and 21 next year.
It's enough Grey's Anatomy. I've had enough.
Yeah. It's just like it doesn't work to keep going. And obviously, Supernatural is one of the longest running sci-fi fantasy shows ever.
Yeah.
Straight up. But the first few seasons are the only ones that I feel like really have a cultural impact.
I would agree. I mean, there's a few episodes every now and then that I'm like, okay, this feels like how it used to be. I'm liking where it's going. And then the next episode, they just tear it all down, completely like, sidetrack.
There are episodes like when they go back. Like, there's the episode where they collaborated with Scooby-Doo. Like, Scooby Natural was a fantastic episode.
I don't even know if I remember that.
You might not. It might have been in season 14. But, like, they literally are projected into the world of Scooby-Doo. And, like, that is what Supernatural is. It's these weird things that happen to these characters. And that's what makes the episode so great. Like, my favorite episodes are Changing Channels, where the trickster, a.k.a. Gabriel the Archangel, launches them into TV land.
That is one of the best episodes.
Mystery Spot, where the trickster, also known as the Angel Gabriel, kills Dean Winchester thousands of times for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these episodes were, like, aren't even, like, a, like, traditional, like, spooky show are the best episodes, and they forgot that, and like obviously sometimes they brought it back and stuff, but usually they didn't.
What happened to the original plot?
Like, it turned into this big like we have to stop the apocalypse every season show.
I know,
where the apocalypse only happened once in the first five seasons. And it makes me so upset to think about it, because it genuinely is my favorite show. But when you think about the last few seasons, I'm going to relate it to how I referred to Twilight in the first one of my first two episodes of this podcast. It's like you hate nothing more, but you also love nothing more.
Exactly.
Like, it's a very weird relationship I have with it because it devolved so much.
I feel that same way about Twilight. I feel that same way about a few other things. Supernatural, it's definitely on there. I mean, I'll always love it no matter what, no matter how bad it got towards the end, but it's still got that special place.
Yeah, like, we have the episodes like The French Mistake, where they're launched into our universe, and they have to pretend to be the actors that are playing the characters.
And Jared meets his wife from real life.
Who is also happens to be a demon character in the show, which is how they met.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, these episodes are so iconic, and that's how this show made its mark on its fan base.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of became, oh, we gotta kill God.
God.
Which God is also the author who wrote the Supernatural books in the first few seasons of the show.
Chuck?
Wait, you didn't know that?
Wait.
Chuck is God.
How did I not? No, maybe I did know that.
It's revealed in 13 or 14.
That's probably why I'm on 13. I love Chuck, though.
You won't love him anymore?
Oh, gosh.
That's how I know you haven't, because you're going to hate Chuck. I love Chuck in the first five seasons of this show.
Chuck is so funny when they first introduce him, and like the very first meeting that the boys have with Chuck is like,
and then,
very funny.
So like obviously in the last episode of season five, he like turns to dust in the end of the episode. Like he's straight up Thanos.
Avengers Endgame.
But yeah, he comes back and he's God.
Like full why on, Chuck?
Well, he was always meant to be God. I think that's what like the whole point of him like just disappearing was meant to be. It was like, oh, like he was clearly God playing.
Don't get
with
me started on Metatron. That's a whole nother.
Oh my God. Metatron.
Metatron was a lot.
Metatron's probably the funniest character in the show.
I got so annoyed every time he was on my screen.
I mean, I got tired of him, but he was funny.
Yeah. By the end, I'm like, okay, I get the point. You want to be God and you're not. Okay. You're sad.
But other than Jensen, who, like, I love Dean so much and, like, I really feel such an emotional connection to Dean, I think the best characters in this show are Castiel and Crowley.
Yes. Oh my goodness. Crowley and Cass, the most underrated duo.
Like, we have the demon and the angel, like
the banter, bounce off of each other.
Literally, they are the reason that the show lasted, I think. Like, obviously people love Jensen and Dean, but I really do think that, like I said earlier, Cass was the reason that the show kept going.
Yeah. Cass and Crowley, enemies to lovers.
No.
Enemies to besties.
Not at all. But they like they brought so much charisma to the show that it didn't really have on its own.
Yeah.
And I think a big reason of that is that after the first few seasons, Jared just didn't care. Like, no. He was there for the paycheck after those few seasons, whereas Jensen really developed his character and, like...
Exactly.
He is so close. Like, literally this year, they celebrated Dean's birthday. Like, they got Dean a birthday cake and, like, celebrated his birthday.
Good.
It's just...
celebrate Dean's birthday. Sam, I just saw no character development from a certain point on.
He had a lot of character development, and then, like...
But then it just stopped. Like, yeah. He wasn't really doing much for me.
Like, I feel like after season 8, he really stopped having care. Because, like, season 8 is when he, like, almost kills himself to close the gates of hell. And then, like, after he recovers from that, it's really, like, nothing. Like, even, like, when Lucifer came back, like, you'd think he'd be a lot more traumatized when that happened. And he really wasn't.
No. Even, like, being... When they were in hell with Lucifer, I was so shook. I feel like it just... did not go the direction that I thought it was going to go. And what was Crowley's mom's name? I forget her name.
Rowena.
Rowena.
I love Rowena.
I love Rowena. But, like, Rowena, I feel like with that, they could have done so much more with her, I think.
Oh, no. She becomes the queen of hell.
Oh, as she should be. Well, season 13 where I'm at, she was about to take Crowley's spot, and then Lucifer swooped back in.
So. Oh, no. In the end, she is the queen of hell. Like, she does, like, she fully redeems herself, and she's totally a hero by the end.
Good.
But... And that's the thing, like, they have these amazing secondary characters, mm-hmm. and they kill them.
Why?
Like,
stop,
there's no
reason.
The characters. Like, the only secondary character I think that they don't straight up murder is Garth. Which I love Garth. And, like, he has twin little boys named Sam and Cass, which is the funniest thing. And I know it was meant to be a dig at Dean, but, like,
that's
it
funny.
Was adorable. I'm and, like, they think. Also, so in season 15, they also bring back Bobby and Charlie, but like they're Bobby and Charlie from a different universe, so they're not.
I wanted to talk about Charlie because
Bobby
I have
and Charlie.
Beef there.
Oh, you have beef with Charlie? Tell me
no,
about your beef.
No, I have beef with the death of Charlie.
Oh, yeah, no.
And Charlie going to the wonderful land of the Wizard of Oz and all that jazz.
I have no issue with the Wizard of Oz storyline. Like, it's a little weird.
Yeah.
But my issue is that they killed her to further Dean's character development.
Yeah,
and
also,
like,
the weird evil twin.
Because one, well, that wasn't an evil twin. That was like...
But it was like herself split in half. Yeah. I get that part.
But my issue with the Charlie situation is, one, she's a queer character in a show that isn't friendly to queer characters. And then also, she's a woman, and a queer woman was killed in the pursuit of character development for a man. And that's probably the point where I really started getting into, like, media analyzation and stuff was, like, learning about the woman in the fridge trope is very traumatic to be a woman and then, like, see that characters that you relate to are only good to further a man's development
by
dying. And, like, we see that so often throughout the show. Like, we see it with Joe and Ellen, which I love Joe and Ellen.
Yeah.
I watched their episode where they die recently and I cried. Jody and the girl. Oh, my God. Wayward Sisters. Wayward Sisters deserved its spinoff.
Yeah.
Like, the first spinoff they tried to do with Supernatural called Bloodlines wasn't going to work. And I knew it wasn't going to work because I hate that episode. But the Wayward Girls spinoff had so much potential. And obviously now we're never going to get it because Catherine Newton's moved on to the MCU.
Yeah.
But it was such a good moment to show that girls have just as much power in this universe as men do. And... it just is such a shame that we didn't get to see that. Especially because, like, Kim Rhodes, who, first of all, is one of the most iconic actors to our generation.
Yes.
Because she also played
Carrie
Martin on Suite Life with Zack and Cody.
She was all of our mother.
She was mother.
Mother.
And, like, she wanted to do it. And, like, she's talked about it since then on her TikTok. Like, that was
those clips, too. Yeah.
It was such a good cast, and they just threw it away. To keep beating the same dead horse with Sam and Dean.
I loved every episode she was in. She just, like, brightened up the
entire
plot.
Her and Donna are, like, my favorite duo in the show.
Oh,
actually.
For sure.
Like, I just, especially, like, the first episodes we see them in, like, the grump and the, like, sunshine, like, trope. Oh, my God. It's so good. But, yeah, it's so unfortunate the show never appreciated his secondary characters. And, like, I get the whole point of the story is meant to be Sam and Dean against the world.
Yeah, but, like, they're not the only people in the world.
There was no reason to kill every single side character in the show.
Especially characters who helped them a lot.
Yeah, like, and, like, sometimes, like, yes, a death is necessary. Like, I think Ash's death in season 3, I think it is, was really effective. Because, like, it shows that, like, they're against a big bad, and, like, he wasn't, like, a super important side character. But, like, killing Joe and Ellen, killing Charlie, killing Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin was so pure and innocent.
He was a child.
Literally a teenager.
He was 16 when he first got sucked into all of it.
Not his fault he became a prophet.
Like, Dean is literally the reason that Kevin dies.
Yeah. And no matter how hard they tried to save him over and over again, it wasn't going to work.
Yeah. So,
Kevin will have his day in the sun. Also, an episode that I love, two episodes I love, Yellow Fever.
Is Yellow Fever the one where Dean is afraid of everything?
Yes. Yes, I love that episode. It's so funny. And they go into John's old, like, storage unit. And, Dean is just jump scared by everything. That, I was cracking up. Another one is Heat of the Moment.
There is this girl on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Her name is Berkeley. Okay. She is, like, the most TikTok famous Supernatural fan there is. Every single Tuesday, without fail, she hits you with the Heat of the Moment. One of my favorite episodes is probably, like, other than ones I mentioned, is Bad Day at Black Rock.
Mm-hmm.
The one where Bella had, there's the rabbit's foot, and, like, the people get really lucky, and then their luck turns, and, like, Sam loses his shoe. And Dean, like, throws the pen, and it gets stuck in the barrel of the gun so they can't shoot him. And he's like, I'm Batman.
Perfect timing.
Like I said, the episodes like that are, like, truly the best the show has to offer.
I'm also wondering, why did Castiel never show off his sick angel magic? Like, I thought that was the whole point of why Dean and Sam needed him, you know, besides him being adorable.
Well,
he never showed off all of his tricks, like, he can teleport like that. I don't know.
I think the issue with that is they didn't want to rely on it as a plot device. And, like, obviously they still end up relying on it as a plot device occasionally. Yeah. But, like, I feel like if he had used all his powers all the time, the show would have been too easy.
Exactly. But I guess that's just something I have
an
issue with in
general.
And,
like, I feel like that's why they take his powers away so often. Like, there's several times within the series where he loses his powers completely. And I think it's to, test him as a character. Like, when he is human, he has to learn how to take care of himself, and he never had to do that before.
Yeah, working at a gas station.
Steve.
You gotta do what it takes, Cass.
Okay, so the episode's called Hammer of the Gods, which I should have predicted. Like, that episode is fantastic. Like,
it's a good one.
Where they have all the different mythical gods.
Yeah.
And they're, like, all trying to duke it out, and then Lucifer comes and kills all of them.
He's such a party killer.
He is such a party killer, but, like, at the same time, like, Mark Pellegrino truly was the best actor for that character.
I think so. I could see it.
I don't like the actor as a person. Like, he disagrees with a lot of my politics and stuff, and, like, I have beef with that.
Yeah.
But
reasonable.
Like, he is truly so charismatic in that role.
Yeah.
And, like, I haven't seen him act like that in anything else I've seen him in.
Yeah.
He was one of the adults in 13 Reasons Why.
Oh my goodness. Why did I never connect those
dots? He's Alex's dad. He's the cop.
Oh, my. No, I know. Now that you're saying it, I see it in my head.
And he doesn't bring that charisma to anything else he does.
No. Lucifer was, like, I think all the characters were cast really well for Supernatural.
Supernatural's casting directors deserve an award.
For sure.
Like, they deserve the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
Especially the flashback episodes where, like, they have young Dean and Sam.
Yeah.
Like, those actors that they got are genuinely, like, some of the best castings I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, I don't remember his last name, but Colin, the kid who played young Sam, literally perfect.
Yeah.
And, like, the deans, I had some issues with some of the deans.
But, I liked the dean where he was, what was the house? It was the episode where John would drop Dean off at this house.
Oh, it was the it's in, like, season 9 or 10.
Yeah, and that where old guy, like, would take care of him.
Yeah. I didn't like that one, actually. I like the one from the episode where they're in high school together.
Oh, the high school dean. I love the high school dean.
Like, that one was so good. I feel like they just didn't, like, his eyebrows were too crazy, the one in the house. Like, his eyebrows are thick. But the casting in the show is, like, literally insane.
I think Misha Collins, Jensen Ackles, they're really what made the show for me. I just really love both of them.
Their dynamic is just so great, and it's because they are best friends, like, in real life.
Great,
like,
chemistry. Platonic or
romantic.
Romantic.
But they are truly the best actors in the show. Like, they truly cared about their characters the most. And Misha has talked about he didn't return to the Winchesters, even though Jensen wanted him to. And he was like, I just don't think that we have a story yet where I'm happy to bring Cass back. Because, like, he cares so much about his character that he wants it to be worth it. He just didn't want it to be, like, a cameo appearance. Yeah. Like, because basically in the Winchesters, Jensen's really only in it for, like, little bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. Like, he's there in, like, an opening cold open, and he's there in the last episode. But Bobby and Jack are also in that episode, and they're really only there for, like, a flash moment.
I need to see that.
And it's just, like, he clearly cares so much about his character that he didn't want it to just be that moment. He wanted it to be, like, an actual story where he can, like, respond to what happened at the end of season 15.
Yeah.
Like, these men truly care about their characters so much, and I really have never seen that happen with, like, actors before.
Even on his social media, he's always posting stuff about Supernatural, always supporting Jensen
and
Dean.
And I think a big thing of that is they still do the cons.
Yes.
Like, they almost all of the actors are still involved in cons.
It says a lot when actors care just as much about their fans as the fans do about them.
And it's so funny. Like I said, this show hates its fans. The writers hate the fans.
Yeah.
But the actors have built such a community around Supernatural. Mm-hmm. And it's really amazing. Like, there are, like, 5 Supernatural rewatch podcasts. I haven't seen that with any other show like that. Like, you don't see, like, an NCIS rewatch podcast.
You don't. Hey, there might be one out there.
I haven't looked. I'll be real. But, like, you don't see this type of community with many shows.
No, I'm sure the writers hate it.
And I really do think, as much as I don't want to be, like, super Hulock, I think the closest to that is Doctor Who, a show that's been running for 60 years.
Speak your truth, girl.
Like, and it took 60 years to build that level of community that Supernatural took 15. And I really think that's so interesting to me, especially because primarily queer people inhabit these spaces.
Yeah. I mean, look at David Tennant.
He's not queer. His kid is queer. That's why he has the gender fluid or non-binary
flag. I think his character in Doctor Who, like, the Doctor, I think he could be a little fruity.
Definitely. Yeah. Have you watched that show?
Yes. That's why I'm saying it.
Obviously, we don't know if we haven't heard anything about the Winchesters possibly being renewed for season 2. I think it will end up getting renewed just because it was a decently successful show, even though none of the Jensen's the only really one that is in it at all to tie it together.
That's all we need.
It is all we need. I do love the new actors they have. The new blood that they brought in is so fantastic. And it's actually so interesting because this weekend it came out that Megan Drake, who play Mary and John, are dating.
That's so cute.
So many couples have gotten together on this show. It's crazy.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it now that it's on HBO Max.
You should. And I, like,
just seeing Dean.
Well, because it's, like, it's not connected at all. Like, it's a whole different story.
It's just, like, I'll think of it as the multiverse.
It literally is the multiverse. Like, he was just skipping around the multiverse, and he found this one where his parents could be happy together. And I was like, I'm going to make it happen.
They should live together. Yeah. And another thing, I don't understand why they brought Mary back. I feel like that could have just been a stone left unturned.
I think it was interesting to do it, especially because, like, Mary ended up turning out to be a really crappy mom to them. But ultimately, like, she was so insufferable to deal with. And it, like, really just, like, took away that one piece of Dean's life where he could, like, imagine what would have happened if he never lost his mom.
Yeah, she was so annoying and so nasty to them and very selfish.
Like, there's this scene where, I don't know when it was, but she's like, I'm not, like, you're adults. I'm not just your mother.
Yeah.
Like, and you're not a child. And Dean's like, I never was. Which broke my heart so badly because he really wasn't ever a child.
No.
Like, from 4 years old, he's raising his baby brother. And, like, literally, like, not even little brother, baby. He is 6 months old when
Mary
dies. And John pushes all of it onto him.
John can't handle it. John could never handle it.
Well, obviously, like, John Winchester, enemy number one. But I connect with his character so much because, like, I was always very adult growing up. And, like, it wasn't any, like, trauma or anything that happened to me that made it so that I had to be an adult. But, like, it's such a fundamental thing. Like, you never got to experience childhood because you had to be an adult.
And Dean would be a great dad.
We were robbed of him. Don't even get me started.
Him, I can't remember his old girlfriend's name with the son and the dog. I loved that. Lisa.
Lisa and Ben.
That storyline and then their memories getting wiped of Dean. I was so upset about
that. Also, like, she totally was lying to him. Ben is 100% his son.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That he is a copy and paste of Dean.
Like, I know she was like, yeah, I just have a type and, like, there was this guy
no
after you.
No way.
No. Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance. But, like, Dean was always so good with kids.
Yeah.
And, like, we never got to see him have that life he deserved so much.
Yeah.
And for that, I will forever be mad at the Supernatural writers.
Me too.
So I think that was a really great place for us to end. And I just want to thank you for coming on and talking about Supernatural with me. I've been wanting to do this episode since we started this podcast back last year. So thank you for coming on and joining me.
Thanks for having me. I had a great time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Generation Zedia. I hope you liked it. We'll see you in a few weeks with more content on media and pop culture for our generation.